Monday morning, got to find out what to watch on television with our one and only, she is now known as the Oracle. Irina, how are you this morning, my love?
I am the Oracle, and I'm in fact living the scenario of the show that I'll be talking about today.
Well, we're going to have a chat about White Lotus. HBO very rarely missed. Do they hit the mark with this one again?
They hit the mark. Let me tell you, this is, this is event television, but it's one of those shows that that sort of came out unexpectedly and has delivered and pushed the envelope of what great TV can be.
Wow. And it's got a solid cast as well. So what's the premise?
The premise is White Lotus is a tropical resort in Hawaii, and it's a week there, and the people who were there for that week, all these people are white, very wealthy, very privileged, and the premise of it is basically that they don't recognize their privilege, they don't see their kind of cultural appropriation. Juxtaposed with that is an incredibly powerful cast, also including a fantastic Australian, who are people of colour, LGBTQI, but basically serving these people. And, you know, there's some fantastically soapy and brilliant dramas from that.
It sounds like Fantasy Island revisited.
Well, they did do Fantasy Island again, and it's a horror, but this is a very, a very, very dark comedy. Like, you know, black like charcoal.
So why do I want to watch incredibly beautiful and wealthy people having a great holiday? What's in it for me?
The first couple of episodes, you enjoy it because it's beautiful, really well shot, fantastic costumes, incredible locations, and great stars, right?
Yeah.
Jennifer Coolidge, Connie Britton, and Murray Bartlett, who's the Australian. He is the concierge or the manager of the hotel. And, you know, his story arc is that he is a recovered drug and alcoholic. And over the process of the week, he kind of goes back for a very good reason into why. And, you know, there's a family. Connie Britton is a kind of like Facebook COO with her husband, Steve Zahn, who's kind of the house husband trying to find his masculinity with their two children who are grown up and incredibly privileged and constantly having these conversations. And if you have teens or young people, like I do and you do, they're constantly criticizing you for your choices and challenging you with their woke beliefs that may or may not be woke, right?
Yeah.
And it is so real but so cutting that you watch it and they don't realize. So it's enjoyable to watch for us because we're watching people who don't understand why they're so wrong. So we feel very superior to them.
Yeah, that's White Lotus. You find that on HBO, which you can get on Binge, which I'm fortunate enough to have myself. I tell you what, HBO is one of the great channels, not just the current stuff. I mean, you think of The Sopranos and Deadwood and so many other great shows.
Ah, oh, it is the rewatch king, and it's still great the second time around.
Right.
And the third.
Okay, and coming up in the next couple of weeks, we'll have a little chat about Nine Perfect Strangers starring Nicole Kidman and Melissa McCarthy, because that's very popular at the moment as well. As always, Irina, thank you very much for joining us to talk television.
See you then.